A cash for clunkers scheme is part of the government plan to drive down emissions. It's starting with a trial of up to 2,500 cars targeting lower to middle income families. And they'll get a financial incentive to shift to low emissions alternatives in exchange for scrapping their old vehicles. And $20 million will also go into a trial where low income New Zealanders can lease a low emissions car. Well, joining us now is the Climate Change Minister, James Shaw. Kia ora, Minister. Can you give us an idea of how this scheme will work?
Well, there are examples of those kind of vehicle exchange programs around the world that we'll be drawing upon. But ultimately, the point of having a trial is to try and get something that works here in Aotearoa and achieves the policy objectives that we're trying to achieve, which is that low-income families who have very few options in terms of their ability to switch to either other modes of transport or to lower-emission vehicles are able to do so.
So what's the criteria going to be? So what income bracket will you need to be in? What's the age of the car that you can scrap? How much money will you get?
I think it's too early too early days to be able to say that at the moment. As I understand it, the final details of that haven't yet been decided.
How come?
I'd need to ask the Minister for Transport that. Like I said, I think the important thing is to have a trial and to make sure it works before rolling it out on a larger scale.
Minister, we did ask the Transport Minister on, and we were told that you were the person to speak to the scheme. So I'm just wondering, why are there no details when you've announced it today?
Well, like I said, the whole point of having a trial is to work out the exact form of the program. There have been some examples overseas where this has worked reasonably well and others where it hasn't worked as well as we'd like, and I would think that we would want to make sure that we get it right before we roll it out in any detail.
Will people still be able to get a rebate on the purchase of a low emissions vehicle as well as the money they get for scrapping their old car?
The idea would be that people would be able to put that towards a number of different options, and that might include another more efficient vehicle that does attract the rebate. It might be to go towards other forms of transport, whether it's public transport or e-bikes and so on.
And so what's going to happen with the old clunkers?
Well, the idea is that they would be scrapped. The whole point here is to bring down the emissions from our light vehicle fleet. And so what we want to do is take our kind of oldest, most inefficient, most expensive to run vehicles off the road and to replace them with cleaner alternatives.
So do we have the capability to scrap these cars, especially given that you're going to want it to be a more widespread scheme if it works out?
Yeah, if you think about it, we are actually scrapping old cars all the time. Cars do come to the end of their life and they generally end up in some form of scrappage. Most of that scrappage at the moment actually gets sent overseas. In an ideal world, we would actually be using that here and in particular putting it back into our steel manufacturing plant.
Right, so at the moment, Minister, we're exporting our junk when we scrap a car.
Yeah, we are.
And can you guarantee that's not going to happen still if you start scrapping at a higher rate subsidised by the government?
No, I can't guarantee it. The reason why it gets exported at the moment is because the international market for secondhand steel pays a price that our own steel mill in New Zealand can't beat. But we are looking at working with them to say, well, how do we actually get to a point in Aotearoa where actually we do recycle all of our own steel here? Because that would actually be the best outcome, not just when it comes to steel from vehicles, but also buildings and kind of other scrap steel that we have as well.
So potentially a scheme that is supposed to advance New Zealand in terms of its greenhouse gas emissions will involve, moving our junk offshore. Does that seem fair?
Well, I've just told you that in an ideal world, we would be recycling all of that and that we're talking to industry about methods to do that. But the point is that we'd be taking these vehicles off the road, scrapping them and replacing them with more efficient vehicles. And that is the outcome that we want.
What is there for people right now? Low income families who might want to contribute to this, who can't afford to replace their vehicles. What is there right now for them?
That's why we're setting this scheme up, and also why we're looking at trialling this leasing scheme that I think you mentioned in your intro as well, is that
both are pilots though, Minister, so how far off are they in a scale?
Well, you're talking a couple of years before you're able to roll out a scheme like that across the entire country. And again, I think the whole point of running a pilot is that you're able to make sure that you're actually achieving the outcomes that you want.
What do you reckon the shortfall is going to be between what you are prepared to pay for people to junk their cars and what they're going to have to pay to get a low emissions vehicle? How much money do you reckon people are going to have to come up with still?
Look, I couldn't tell you that, Lisa. I think if you...
But we're talking thousands, aren't we, Minister, for low-income families, thousands and thousands.
Well, the whole point of the social leasing scheme is to try and, get that upfront cost down to the point that, people aren't seeing it. At the moment in New Zealand, our car market works in a way that people try and spend as little money on the purchase of the vehicle, but then they end up buying a vehicle that has very high running costs. So right now, on average, an electric vehicle has a lower whole of life cost, including the purchase cost and the running cost, than an equivalent petrol vehicle. But of course, because of the way the market works, people aren't able to kind of realise that value. That's the whole point of setting up the trial of the social leasing scheme.
Thank you for your time this evening, Minister. That is the Climate Change Minister, James Shaw, there.